Morning, Jade.
Morning, Kimmy. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. You would have loved your footy over the weekend.
Well, the footy's going all right for the Panthers if you're a Panthers supporter.
Absolutely.
On the other hand, not so good.
Oh, they're just playing so well. They're just a pleasure to watch.
Yeah, look, Nathan Cleary, he's a superstar, and he's only a kid still. Like, I hate to see what he's going to be doing when he's late 20s, 30s, because what he's doing at the moment is just unbelievable.
I know. He's just innately talented, isn't he?
He is, but look, he's got a good side around him too. Like, without Jerome Luai and Dylan Edwards has made a big difference coming back from injury at fullback there, that's made a big difference, and Appy on the weekend as well. So just the side as a whole, there's no weakness, which is great.
There were some big scoring games again, 34 to the Rabbitohs, 40 to the Storm. We had a 32, we had a 38. Jesus, some good points being put on the board.
We both have a couple of friends that are Broncos fans. They would have been doing backflips the other night.
Absolutely. I didn't expect that. I thought the Titans would win for sure.
Well, when after 15 minutes they were up 22-0, I was sort of skylarking a bit to my Broncos mate and saying, well, mate, you're kidding yourselves again. But to come back from 22-0 down to show some guts, I think Kevy would be very happy with what the Broncos showed, at least on Friday.
Yeah, the Titans had a second half like the Raiders have a second half, like a non-existent one.
Well, yeah, they had a non-existent 55 minutes, 60 minutes after those first 15 at 22 points to only get to 28. And the Broncos, their best comeback, their biggest comeback ever, and to win 36-28, like I said, it was good for them to show some guts for once.
Yeah, good win to the Warriors over the Cowboys yesterday too.
Yeah, the Warriors just snuck away at the end there, got 24-20, which was a good win for them.
And I was a little bit surprised the Dragons went down to the West Tigers.
Yeah, look, I took the West Tigers. I don't know. The Dragons started off really strong at the start of the season again, but it seems to be their go-to. If you have a look at last year and the year before, they always start those first sort of 4 to 6 rounds pretty good, and then they sort of fade away, and there's something just not right there again.
Well, unlike the Raiders, who usually start with a bad first half of the season and come back in the second, but I don't know what Ricky's got to do, I tell you.
Yeah, he's wheeled the axe. He's done everything. He's bringing some now. He's got one of his players' wives bagging him on Twitter.
So yeah, I saw that.
I think he needs to just settle his team down and get him back to just playing some basic football and doing what they do well. So.
Well, looking forward to round 9 this weekend. No doubt your Panthers will have another great win.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. You know, it's going to be tough. The Sharks are always a good side and they're always up for a game, so it'll be interesting to see. And wasn't it a shame about Brett Morris, the Roosters flyer, probably one of the best wingers I'll ever see in my life, to unfortunately have his career ended like it did?
Yeah, I love those Morris boys. You know, all they do is play great football. There's nothing going on off the field. There's no drama on the field. They just play great footy. So it is a real shame for him. Heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is. You know, not everyone has the fairy tales, but he's had a really, really good career, like a stellar career. And like I said, he's probably one of the best winners to still be scoring as many tries as he has through sort of 8 rounds this year for a bloke that's 34 or 5, whatever he is. Is phenomenal, but it's a shame to go down like he did.
Have a great week and enjoy your footy, Jade.
You too, Kimmy.